Well, here we are in a brand new year. We can put 2020 behind us. But of course, the COVID-19 pandemic continues, especially in Sydney at the moment and down in Victoria as well. Thankfully, in the North Coast area of the Clarence Valley and the Northern Rivers, we've been lucky, touch wood. However, 2020 will go down in history as one where we all had to adapt and all had to adapt with technology. Someone who can tell us more about that and as we move to 2021, how it's going to affect our kids and our local businesses. Ethical sales and business growth expert is Sue Barron. She joins us on the line. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Likewise. And it's quite interesting, isn't it? We say we're now in 2021 and we can put the COVID-19 pandemic behind us, but at the same time, we're always watching the TV to see how many new cases are coming up in Sydney and so forth. And we've still got it. So 2021 may be still the year that we have to embrace new technology.
Well, yes, we cannot let this rest, and we need to be ever vigilant, and we need to embrace not just new technology, but I think new ways of operating and thinking and acting.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, during the pandemic, we all learnt how to interact by using, you know, FaceTime and Zoom. I mean, until my daughter came home from being sent home from school because of the pandemic, I'd never heard of Zoom. But now it's the way that a lot of people communicate.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this has been very interesting for my business and my team as well. Interestingly enough, we've been doing what I would call remote education for a number of years now. We have a range of programs in online with online curriculum, but also doing work with businesses and their teams via Zoom, Teams, or in the olden days, via teleconferencing. And so what's been interesting for us is that a lot of people are still wedded to what I would call in the business world the 1 or 2 day workshop, and they didn't kind of want to go and do this remote or online or virtual type education. But COVID has absolutely accelerated that and brought a whole lot of people who would never have looked at it, or at least not for a long time, to actually embracing it and actually finding it's really enjoyable. I came across a saying in a podcast I listened to only the other day. It is attributed to Lenin, but they don't know how to verify it. But here's the saying, and I think COVID represents this, that there are decades when nothing happens and weeks when decades happen. And so this is what technology, we've had it around us for a long time, but from an education standpoint, we've all been thrust very quickly into adopting and adapting things like Zoom or Teams or Skype. And this is, I think, you know, challenging for many people, but I also think it's a really good thing to give us a much more hybrid and vibrant approach to ongoing learning and development.
It's quite interesting. I watch quite a bit of television and news and current affairs, and especially during the height of the pandemic last year, a lot of the TV shows were actually using Zoom or Skype to do their interviews. I mean, it was quite interesting that, you know, normally you'd have a live feed via satellite, but then they've found this new technology and they're continuing with it even in 2021.
Well, this is right. And if you think about the business case for this, it's really cost effective. So if you can imagine, and I'd love to talk about children and education in a moment, but let's just talk about business people and getting people to a workshop. You know, particularly in a big country like Australia, you know, flying everyone in and accommodating them and, you know, putting them up for days at a time to do whatever, so on and so forth, costs a lot of money. So if you think about it from a media perspective, flying people into a studio or getting them to go here or there, we can now all just do it from our homes. And I think this is what's been really interesting is, you know, we're even training people in business how to set up their home so it looks professional, because we don't want to see your, you know, your socks hanging over the back of the bed or something like that. You know, you've got to actually present a particular, you know, professionalism in business, whether you're having client meetings or you're doing education or even team meetings. And we've heard the horror stories of people who've not turned their video camera off and all of that. But this is what I mean from an economic standpoint. Being able to do this sort of stuff is incredible in terms of time efficiency, cost efficiency, and actually it helps you get in front of a lot more people a lot more quickly to do, hopefully, good things with each other. So it actually is facilitating communication and learning and exchange of ideas and those sorts of things.
Let's talk about the kids and the primary school kids and the high school kids. I mean, you're a parent who's just had your final child go through year 12. How did he handle the whole learning from a distance thing and having to do it over technology?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to confess that our family are nerdy techs, okay? And my husband has set us up for a very long time to be very digitally savvy. And so for him, actually, it was actually quite easy, technologically speaking, because we already had facilities here in our home to be able to set all of these things up. But nonetheless, he did actually, you know, it really required you to be very disciplined. It required you to also pay attention. And I think our school particularly realised that you can't have people on Zoom, you know, for 8 hours a day, right? It's just too exhausting and too emotionally draining. So because they're in year 12 and they were doing the IB, which is the International Baccalaureate, versus VCE or HSC that you would have in New South Wales, that was very applied and practical. So there was a lot of project work they could do offline. So I think what our school did was really make sure that there was a range of different things that they could do that mixed up their day. It's like our work. You know, we have projects we might work on quietly, then we come back for a meeting. So that's what our school did to actually help set that up. The challenge, of course, particularly with young children, is to how to create those sort of interactive environments and also concentration levels for little children. I mean, we know adults have trouble concentrating, but we wouldn't run a Zoom session, education session, for instance, for more than 2 hours. It's just people just get too distracted. So imagine little children. So I think, you know, we've got to take our hats off to the teachers around Australia who have done a remarkable job with being able to try to provide, you know, effective education and curriculum. But I also think this is forcing those weeks of change, you know, what does it say, weeks when decades happen. It's going to force the whole education system across Australia to really start to look at how they can create these more dynamic, interactive, remote and in-person learning environments. I mean, of course, all the parents who've had to sort of struggle with trying to do work as well as look after their children. I think we all have a newfound respect for teachers, that's for sure, in terms of the effort that they put in to keep our children educated. But I do want to raise one important point. And I think, you know, for my family, as I said, we were very lucky because, you know, we're digitally savvy. But there are a lot of families who aren't. And then there are those families who have what I would call technology poverty. And there are schools that suffer from technology poverty. And I think what we have to do as good communities is really help those sorts of schools and those communities to be able to get access to technology and to be able to help people stay connected, because that's what the 21st century is all about. It reminds me, actually, if I may share a story with our Melbourne Montessori school, is back in 2008, whilst we had computers in the staff office areas, our classrooms weren't computerised. And my husband actually invited all of the families to say, please bring me all of your redundant computers, screens, boxes, cables, you know, cabinets, whatever you've got that you don't need anymore, bring it to school and I'm going to LAN the entire school and set it all up. And that's what he and one of the other fathers did. So he planned for a whole week across the school holidays to basically bring our school, which is a community school, into the 21st century by computerising it all. That's an example where I think, what could we do as communities to help those people who may suffer from technology poverty, but also to help kit our kids up to become tech savvy?
Yeah, you are so right. And you're also so right. I mean, hats off to the teachers and the education department and the education system, but also to the parents who, you know, yes, were out of their comfort zone thinking, well, normally they'd have, you know, 8 hours while the kids are at school to do their own thing. Well, they were basically babysitters as well as educators at the same time. So just before I let you go, do you think we will ever return to traditional classroom education?
We'll have classroom education, but I now think that the genie is out of the bottle and we'll have much more of what I would call hybrid education, which will include remote education. Now, obviously, when the children are little, you know, we'll need to have people around them, whether that's parents, teachers, combination thereof, to actually help them with their education. But don't underestimate little children and underestimate their adaptiveness. I mean, you know, people like me, I've had to learn to become digitally savvy. I've had to learn to become technologically savvy. But these kids, they're digital natives. They're way ahead of us. So, in fact, we use the children from our, you know, the kids that are the children of our team to actually do a lot of tech savvy stuff, whether it's video editing or whether it's social media stuff. So don't underestimate the power of these kids, but we've got to set up the right support systems and structures for them to be able to learn, and we can become global learners. That's what's so beautiful about digital learning. So I don't think we'll go back to traditional education. I think we'll go to more hybrid, but there will be in-person classroom education, of course, but mixed now, I think, with this remote and digital educational world we live in.
Yeah, indeed. So we appreciate your time this morning. All the very best for 2021.
And to you and all your listeners out there, take care and stay COVID safe.
Absolutely. Sue Barrett from Ethical Sales and Business Growth Expert, having a chat about the traditional classroom education. If you've got a thought about that you'd like to share, feel free to give us a buzz in the studio, 6642 1174, as you kickstart your day with Damo for our station sponsor, the Grafton Motor Group at the Crossroads South Grafton, here on Loving Live 103.1.